When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
We can't forget on a Friday to plug our friends in Holdridge First Rate Ag, not second rate sip, not third rate, but First Rate Ag, a full service ag retailer. Been around for 26 years in business. They offer everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. You can give them a call at 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris or go to firstrateag.com. Before we get to Bill's Thrills, I did receive a gift from the break. You can have some of this if you want also, but if you recall, Steve, at Christmas time, we had Bill and I forget the other guy's name, but they sang in here for yes. Christmas. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
Well, Bill is a home brewer.
Okay. Oh, he was here.
The one, he had the interesting sweatshirt on that was like a shirtless
person. I don't know how to describe it. I'm not even going to
attempt. He's brought in a home brew. It says this is Raspberry Jalapeno Blonde, 5.4% ABV. There it is.
Wow.
So I'm going to try this at some point today. Raspberry Jalapeno Blonde homebrew from Bill.
Raspberry Jalapeno Blonde.
Yes.
I wonder what that's...
How's that sound to you?
Intriguing. I'm just going to say intriguing.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we got.
Now, that's something you would maybe do on Sunday?
Yeah, probably Sunday. It sounds like a Sunday drink.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it won't happen today. Probably not tomorrow. Maybe Sunday.
That sounds like Sunday afternoon.
Good call
to me.
There, Sip. I might do that Sunday. Yeah. Have the raspberry jalapeno blonde.
On a cool Sunday, sunsplash Sunday.
I'll report back on that.
Yeah, please.
I'll report back. It is time. Bill's not here today. He's back Monday. But in his absence, Sip will fill in for Bill's Thrills. Sip's Tips when Bill is gone. So let's fire up the music and get to it. Bill's Thrills, Sip's Tips on a Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, Sips, Tips, Jake's Takes. Sponsored by our friends Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Sip is going to fill in for Bill today on this, and look close to Freaky Friday.
It's Football Facts Friday.
Football Facts Friday. It's football season.
It's Football Facts Friday, and this is sort of solemn, okay?
Okay, solemn.
I regard these reports about Jim Harbaugh with, I would say, immense disappointment.
Oh.
I'm disappointed in Jim Harbaugh. And Jim Harbaugh, I almost feel like a friend of the show.
It does feel like that.
We like him. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. There's a huge void in the Big Ten without Jim Harbaugh. But I'm really disappointed for the Harbaughs. If I were related to Jim Harbaugh, now the Harbaughs, you would agree, Jake, are football in America, right? The Harbaugh name is so influential in the sport of football in America, right?
It is. 100%.
Jim and John. There's a scenario that they could square off in a Super Bowl.
They already did.
They have. And they could do it again.
It's happened before.
They are legendary. It's a legendary name in this country. Do you understand what I'm getting at here?
I do.
Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for a year from college football. Now, there are people who have said to me, Sipple, what does it matter? What does it matter? He's in the NFL. He's making $80 million. He's not going back to college football. Here's the point. He can't. It's not an option. How would you like to wake up and read that your brother or your dad is suspended from college football? He's banned from college football. He's banned. He's banned? That's not small. That's a big deal. Don't try. Don't please don't come at me with Sip. That's not a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal when you're banned from college football. That's a big deal. He's pretty sanctimonious. He's a pretty sanctimonious guy. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. That's what I go by. Got caught lying. Got caught dead to rights lying to the NCAA. Dead to rights. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. That's what he said at the podium the other day. Yeah, you do, Jim. You lied to the NCAA. You got caught. It's not a good look for Jim. Here's what happened, Jake. This is according to Yahoo. During the investigation in this case, this is from the NCAA, actually. During the investigation in this case, Harbaugh denied meeting with two prospects. This is during COVID, when you weren't allowed. Initially, he told Michigan and the enforcement staff that he had no recollection of meeting with either prospect or their fathers. In a subsequent interview, he went further, unequivocally disputing that either meeting happened. Despite his denials, the weight of the factual information, including statements from those prospects, their fathers, and other Michigan football staff members, as well as documentation such as receipts and expense reports, demonstrates that Harbaugh was physically present and engaged in those meetings. He denied it. He denied it. This is the really interesting thing. He met, they call Prospect 2. He met with Prospect 2 and this prospect's father at a local diner. And his order stuck with Prospect 2 because he ordered a hamburger for breakfast. Mm-hmm. A cheeseburger for breakfast.
Harbaugh did?
Yeah, Harbaugh did. And
Prospect 2 noted this.
Right. During the recruiting director's interview with the institution and enforcement staff, the Michigan recruiting coordinator, he did not specifically recall Prospect 2's visit, but he did remember being present at a breakfast with Harbaugh and a prospect at the diner during COVID-19. The recruiting director also provided an expense report and a receipt showing he paid for breakfast at the diner, and the order included a bacon cheeseburger. This mirrored Prospect 2's and his father's account of the date and time of the meal and the topic and the type of food eaten by Harbaugh. Specifically, Prospect 2 recalled that Harbaugh ordered a hamburger for breakfast, which kind of stood out to him. Harbaugh met with these guys and denied it and denied it and denied it and denied it until it was very clear he was lying. Now, he might be delusional, but he's banned.
I've always thought he kind of was delusional.
Yeah.
The way that he just operates, the way he speaks.
Right. He seems a little...
I can't tell if he's just messing with us or if he just lives in a different world than all of us.
Well, he's
a
not...
A different reality.
If things go bad with the Chargers, there's no option to go back to college. And if you're going to try to sell to me that that's not a big deal, good luck. He can't go back to college football.
I thought, well, is there something about 4 years he could get back in, possibly?
There's a show cause, yeah. For a year, he can't get back.
Well,
he can't coach. So, let's put it this way. If USC hired him, they would hire him and say, well, he's got to sit out a year before he even has a chance to. No, I mean, this would be any time he comes back. If it doesn't work, he's banned. I mean, it's not. Good.
So I'd ask you this then, you as someone.
How you said, would you feel about being banned from college football?
We consider him a friend of the show.
Yeah.
We like Jim.
Yeah.
How much does this change your thoughts on Jim? Do you still like Jim?
A little bit. I mean, I don't understand why he is so adamant about this. He got caught. He got busted. And it looks to me like he ran. You know?
Well, if you look at his comments from his opening day.
This is not Connor Stallings.
I know. But if you go back to his... We laughed at his comments from the first day of training camp. He's like, I feel like I'm born again. I'm a new man here.
Yeah.
Being weird. But to a certain extent, he probably knew what was coming at Michigan.
He had
to get out of Michigan.
He did.
He knew we've won the title. Mm-hmm. The end is near. I need to leave with the high note before it gets dirty and messy.
He left Michigan in a bad spot. Okay? He did. This is not related to Connor Stallions. Connor Stallions matter still being resolved.
And this is separate.
That's a whole nother mess.
Right. Which could probably be probably will be worse than this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. I don't know how much worse it can get. The lead paragraph in this story is Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for a year and given a 4-year show cause penalty by the NCAA for recruiting violations. I mean, this is the Division I Infractions Committee determined that Harbaugh violated recruiting and inducement rules, engaged in unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated head coach responsibility obligations. The panel also raised the violation to Level 1 aggravated, citing Harbaugh's intentional disregard for NCAA legislation and unethical conduct.
But you know what? Guess what?
How do you defend this?
I'm not defending, but I'm going to say this. If you texted a Michigan fan right now or called them and told them all this stuff, you know what they would respond with? They'd have no words. They'd send you a picture of the trophy from last year and the championship ring.
They were 15-0. They were 15-0. What if they were 14-1? Would it be worth it?
No, well, guess what? They don't have to worry about that. It didn't happen. They won.
No, they're 15-0. You're right.
They can say all you want.
No, you're probably right.
They won it all. Unless somehow their title gets stripped down the road saying that this was, you know, we have to take it away for purposes for the NCAA, then they don't care. They say, it was worth it. Yeah, he cheated. That's not me saying that's right. I'm just saying Michigan fans would say, hey, listen, we won the title. That's all that matters to us.
The thing you'll hear too, and I understand it. Some people say, oh, Sipple, really, 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 you're hammering Harbaugh for recruiting during COVID. I don't know. I get that it's not the most heinous violation, but he willfully broke the rules. He willfully and knowingly broke rules. And I don't think maybe he could say, well, I didn't know that I couldn't meet with him. Well, then ignorance isn't a defense, and you should know as a head coach. There's no really justifying what he did. And I should remind people, I love Harbaugh, a huge Harbaugh fan.
This is a man that won a championship and missed half the season. He missed six games last year.
That's amazing.
And he's still beloved by Michigan. He won the title. He obviously went to school there. All this stuff's happening, and they would say, yeah, it's not great, but you know what? We won it all.
How powerful is winning?
It's very powerful.
You are excused for almost anything if you win at that level.
100%. Is that right? Probably not, but it's sports.
The NCAA made clear in its statement that Harbaugh Jake would be banned from all athletic activities at a college for the next four seasons and would serve a complete one-year suspension in the first season.
Yep.
Unhireable.
I would say that he would say it was worth it. Right or wrong?
I don't know.
He got his title, and yeah, mock me all you want, but I won the title. I am right now the defending national champion.
And right now, you are banned from college football.
Sure. It's not a great look, but he got a title. And it hasn't been stripped at all. So,
it's the equivalent would be us being banned from radio. You know, we're banned. What do we do? What do we do to get banned from radio?
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
Right.
Banned.
Banned.
Not just fired, but banned.
Banned.
Whoa. Hello. Right. How did you do? That is Sips Tips for Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free financial consultation today. It is time, Sip, to play the game show. You are by yourself today, and you are 3-1, though. You already have a winning week. So the work was done by Wednesday.
I have a loss.
Yeah, you lost yesterday.
Oh, we lost
Did you guys lose this?
Oh, Sip's word of the day, sanctimonious. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave Dipple got you because Dave Dipple brought in food, and we got him bagels because he beat you.
Yeah. So
Dave Dipple sat right here.
Did you look up sanctimonious? Was it correctly used? Yes.
Today's topic is a Film Friday, and we're going to an old-timer here, a man who's in his 80s, but a very known, well-known actor, Al Pacino.
Okay.
Do you know your Pacino movies?
Should be pretty good.
Call us up right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Takedown Sip in trivia. Going for a 4-1 week. Al Pacino.
I like it.
Our topic today. You feel good about this?
No, I don't feel bad. Yeah.
Let's see how our contestant Grace feels. Grace, how do you feel about Al Pacino movies today?
Relatively okay.
Okay.
I think.
Grace feels relatively okay about Al Pacino.
No, Grace.
Yes.
Grace, are you a longtime breaker?
Longtime breaker.
Yeah,
I am.
Okay.
Yep. I work for the city, so we drive around all day and listen to you guys.
Okay.
Oh, God bless.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Grace, for being here.
Thanks for having the courage to admit it.
Yes, we appreciate that. All right. No lifeline because Bill is gone today, so it's one versus one. First question goes to you, Grace. Here we go. In what 1973 movie does Al Pacino play an honest New York cop who blows the whistle on rampant corruption in the force, only to have his comrades turn against him?
Get it, Grace, because I know it.
Five seconds, Grace.
Serpico? Is that right?
She says Serpico.
I don't know.
You want me to give that to her? Sure.
Serpico. No, yeah.
Serpico.
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 Serpico. Good Grace. Good God, Grace.
Goodness gracious.
We showed you a lot of grace.
We did
there.
Show you some grace here, Grace. Serpico is right. Not Serpico, but yeah, we'll give you the 1-0 lead. Sip, first question down 1-0. In what 1975 movie? Mm-hmm. Does Al Pacino play one of three amateur bank robbers whose uncomplicated heist becomes a bizarre nightmare as everything that can go wrong does?
Dog Day Afternoon. Hello.
Brilliant.
Dog Day Afternoon. is correct. You like that one, did you?
Yeah,
good
absolutely,
movie.
Yes.
All right, Grace, back to you for the lead. Last question. What is Al Pacino's character name in The Godfather?
Michael Corleone.
Oh, that was a quick answer. That's right.
Good Michael job, Grace.
Corleone is correct.
Grace, good job.
All right,
good job.
Sip down to one last question to force the
tiebreaker.
This
is a lot of pressure. This feels like a lot of pressure.
In what 1993 movie does Al Pacino play a Puerto Rican former convict who pledges to stay away from drugs and violence despite the pressure around him?
Don't do this.
And leads to a better life outside of New York City.
Is that the movie where he says, "Say hello to my little friend"?
Scarface is your guest there?
Well, yes.
You want to say Scarface? Is that what you're going
yes.
for?
Yes.
No. Carlito's Way is that one.
Oh, wouldn't have gotten that one.
Carlito's Way.
Wouldn't
you should have taken
one.
The hint that I said it wasn't Scarface.
Yeah, I was surprised. Then it got kind of awkward.
Not really. You
yeah,
said go
it
for
did.
It.
Nick's saying it got awkward.
Well, Grace, congrats. You get your Bengals. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a longtime breaker as well. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All thank right. you.
I don't think we've heard Grace call in before. I think it's the first time for Grace.
Who's and been she admitted publicly that she listens to us, which I really appreciate.
Big thing to admit.
Yeah. That's an L. That's 3-2. That's disappointing. Bill will be
disappointed. It's a winning week, though. You got a question right, and you would have had Serpico or Serpico, as Grace said.
I was hoping for Sea of Love.
Didn't get that one.
You didn't get to that one?
Nope.
Sea of Love was a very good movie.
Now, Scarface makes an appearance in the tiebreaker here.
Okay. How long is it?
Yep. Well, Sip, what was the film length of Al Pacino's 1983 movie, Scarface?
Long.
That's not an answer.
Long as in 2 hours, 33 minutes.
Close. 2 hours and 50 minutes on that. Okay. 17 minutes off there. Okay. So good guess. So, and it's still winning week despite your frustration of losing today.
That's frustrating.
3-2.
Now, I can't be here for the spill.
I know. You got to go to practice. It's fine.
I got
any,
work.
Any parting words you want for the listeners today?
Thanks for listening. Thanks. The roll call is always illuminating to me. I will tell you this.
Good
the roll call is inspiring to me.
It is. Why we do it, honestly.
Yeah, it's very inspirational. We missed Bill today. He'll be back on Monday.
Yes, he will.
You did a great job today, and it was fun.
That's a good tag out there.
Yeah.
Go enjoy practice. We'll look for your reports after that.
Okay, thank you.
When we come back, the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.